What if you could develop a year's worth of new industrial materials in a single week? One U.S. startup just used an AI-driven lab to create 1,200 new metal alloys in only 6 months, 300 of which were completely unknown to science. This isn't a forecast, it's happening right now. The race for new materials has just been supercharged by artificial intelligence, and the starting pistol has already fired. Are your R&D and supply chain strategies ready for that kind of speed? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we are tracking a fundamental paradigm shift. For decades, discovering new materials was a slow, expensive process of trial and error. Now, a wave of new AI platforms and automated labs is shrinking that timeline from years to months or even weeks. It's a Cambrian explosion in material science, with huge implications for manufacturing, competition, and supply chain security. Troy, we're seeing this everywhere, from startups to national labs. Let's start with the most tangible example, the self-driving lab.
Let's look at a company called Radical AI. As you mentioned, their autonomous lab produced 1,200 alloys in 6 months. This is a closed-loop system. An AI, which they call an AI scientist, generates hypotheses for new alloy compositions. Robotic systems then automatically synthesize and test those alloys. The results are fed back into the AI in real time, which learns and refines its next hypothesis. It's the scientific method, but running 24/7 at machine speed.
So the AI isn't just designing materials in a simulation, it's connected to real-world robots making and breaking things. What does this mean for a US or a European manufacturer?
It means the barrier to creating bespoke materials has just collapsed. A European automotive firm needing a lighter, more heat-resistant alloy for an EV battery casing no longer has to wait years. They can potentially commission a project and get a novel, optimized material in a quarter. The competitive threat is that your rival could do this first, designing a product with materials you simply can't source.
And for trading companies? Are they about to be flooded with thousands of new material SKUs?
Not a flood, but a steady stream of high-value, specialized materials. Distributors need to become more agile. The value will be in identifying which of these new alloys, like the 300 novel ones Radical AI created, are commercially viable and securing distribution rights early. Market timing becomes critical.
So the actionable insight for executives?
Start thinking of materials not as a commodity you procure, but as a competitive variable you can design. Executives should task their R&D leaders to investigate partnerships with these self-driving labs for specific high-impact product challenges. This is R&D as a service, on demand.
This sounds incredibly powerful, but AI has a reputation for designing dream materials that are impossible to actually make. Is that changing?
It is, and that's the story behind the money flowing into this space. Look at Cusp AI, a UK-based startup that just raised $400 million in a round led by Jeff Bezos, valuing them at an estimated $2.6 billion. Their entire focus is on what they call synthesis-aware generative AI.
Synthesis-aware. Break that down for us.
It means the AI doesn't just design a molecule based on its desired properties. It simultaneously considers the practical feasibility of manufacturing it, the required chemical reactions, the availability of precursor ingredients, the energy costs. It designs for manufacturability from the very first step.
So this directly addresses the dream material problem. How does this specifically impact our audience?
For European manufacturers, especially in chemicals and cleantech, this is huge. Cusp AI is targeting carbon capture materials, an AI that can design a highly efficient and easily manufactured CO2 sorbent could give a company an incredible edge in the carbon market. It's about creating materials that are not just theoretically superior, but economically viable.
And for the trading companies that move these chemicals and materials around the world,
they need to track the intellectual property. A company like Cusp AI isn't just creating a material, they're creating a recipe. Trading and distribution firms should watch these emerging AI materials companies as potential sources of new, licensable product lines that could displace incumbents.
The action item here seems clear.
Absolutely. Assign a strategic team to map and monitor the IP landscape of these AI-driven material startups. The next market-disrupting material might not come from a traditional chemical giant, but from a startup like Cusp AI.
This isn't just a commercial trend, Troy. We're also seeing massive government investment, particularly in the U.S.
Correct. Sandbox AQ, an AI and quantum company, just secured $500 million in funding from the U.S. Department of Commerce under the CHIPS and Science Act. This isn't just R&D funding. This is a strategic move to address critical supply chain vulnerabilities in the semiconductor industry.
And they're using a similar AI-driven approach?
Yes, but with their own terminology. They use large quantitative models, or LQMs, which fuse quantum physics simulations with AI. The mission is explicit: discover alternatives to PFAS chemicals, develop catalysts that don't rely on volatile supply chains, and design high-performance magnets without using rare earth elements.
Those are three massive bottlenecks for Western manufacturing. What's the immediate effect?
For U.S. manufacturers, this is a direct tailwind. The CHIPS Act funding is designed to create domestic sources for these critical materials. If you're a U.S.-based electronics or defense manufacturer, you may soon have access to a domestically produced, high-performance magnet that isn't subject to geopolitical risk from China. The same goes for PFAS alternatives, which is a looming regulatory and supply chain headache for everyone.
So if you're a distributor, this is a signal to pivot.
A very strong signal. The future is about sourcing these new, strategically important materials from partners in the U.S. and Europe. A distributor who can establish a supply line for a new, effective, non-PFAS coating or a rare earth-free magnet will have a significant competitive advantage over the next decade.
What should executives be doing about this today?
Audit your bill of materials and supply chain maps immediately. Identify every point of dependency on PFAS, rare earths, and other materials with high geopolitical risk. You need to know your exposure now so you can be first in line when companies like Sandbox AQ deliver alternatives.
And we're seeing a parallel push in Europe, right? This isn't just a U.S.-led initiative.
That's right. The Ascend project, just launched in Berlin with 30 million euros in funding, is Europe's answer. It's another closed-loop, AI-driven discovery system, but its initial focus is on catalysts.
Why catalysts specifically?
Catalysts are the unsung heroes of the entire chemical industry. They enable or accelerate almost every industrial chemical process, from making plastics to producing green hydrogen. Developing more efficient catalysts is fundamental to Europe's green transition and manufacturing competitiveness.
So, how does this affect a German chemical company or a French energy firm?
It gives them a direct line to breakthrough R&D. The goal of Ascend is to dramatically accelerate the process of finding catalysts that are more efficient, more stable, and use cheaper, more abundant elements. This could slash production costs and energy consumption for European chemical manufacturers, making them more competitive globally.
For a trading company specializing in industrial chemicals, what's the play?
Watch the green technology sector. New catalysts from projects like Ascend will enable more efficient production of things like sustainable aviation fuels or green ammonia. The opportunity is in building the supply chains for these next-generation chemical processes, which will be built on these AI-discovered catalysts.
And the actionable insight for European executives?
Get involved. These publicly funded projects are designed to collaborate with industry. Find out how your company can engage with Ascend and similar initiatives. The goal is to be at the table, helping to define the research priorities so the discoveries are relevant to your business needs.
Okay, Troy, a lot to unpack this week. Let's distill it down. What is the key strategic intelligence our listeners need to take away?
I see three critical takeaways. First, the speed of materials R&D has fundamentally changed. Automated AI-driven labs are now a reality, not science fiction. The development cycle is compressing from years to months. If your strategy operates on the old timeline, you are already behind.
Second, this is now a matter of economic and national security.
Precisely. The U.S. CHIPS Act and European projects like Ascend show that governments see AI-driven materials discovery as a primary tool for onshoring critical industries and de-risking supply chains. This trend is backed by billions in public funding and will reshape global trade in advanced materials.
And finally, the focus has shifted from the theoretical to the practical.
Yes, the concept of synthesis-aware AI is key. The new generation of tools is focused on discovering materials that are not only high performance, but also manufacturable and economically viable from day one. This dramatically lowers the risk of adopting these new materials into your products. The core action for every executive is to reevaluate materials as a dynamic source of competitive advantage, not a static cost center.
A powerful summary. The message is clear. The materials that will define the next decade of manufacturing are being invented right now, at a speed we've never seen before. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing.
Thank you for joining us.
Make sure you subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you never miss an update. Join us next week for more analysis of the technology driving global industry.